With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A strong winter storm that pelted much of the nation's midsection under more than a half a foot of snow created whiteout conditions in several cities and closed schools and public offices as officials warned motorists to stay home. Meteorologist Josh Weiss of the National Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center says that storm isn't expected to end until Wednesday.
This system will continue to move northeast today into tonight and continuing into Wednesday into the Great Lakes, bringing a widespread swath of 6 to 12 inches of snow from places like just north of Kansas City, Missouri, through just north of Chicago, Illinois, and into parts of Michigan.
Whiteout conditions in central Nebraska closed a long stretch of Interstate 80, while Kansas closed Interstate 70 from the central city of Russell all the way west to the Colorado border. Also at SRNews.com, former President Donald Trump returned to court today in Washington to hear arguments over whether he is immune from prosecution as the former president.
The appeals court is hearing arguments on whether Trump's status as a former president means he has immunity from prosecution on charges he plotted to overturn the results of the 2020 election. In a social media post, Trump wrote, "I was looking for voter fraud and finding it, which is my obligation." Special counsel Jack Smith is looking for a swift decision to get the case started before the November election. Trump's lawyers want the case dismissed and are hoping to benefit from a long appeals process that could delay the trial until potentially after the election. I'm Julie Walker.
Wall Street has moved lower in trading and giving back some of its big gain from the day before. The Dow is down 220 points. The NASDAQ is losing 21 points. This is SRN News. Has America become feminized?
According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, the general public is evenly divided on the question of whether society has become too feminine. 48% say yes, 48% say no. White evangelical Protestants are more certain. 67% believe the U.S. is being feminized, as do 53% of white mainline Protestants and 53% of white Catholics. 72% of Republicans also see society as too feminine. 24% of Democrats agree. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-abortion forces in South Dakota say they will try to enshrine the procedure in the state constitution this year via referendum. South Dakota outlaws all abortions except in cases where the life of the mother is at risk. Since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the issue now in the hands of the states, and a growing number of them are banning or restricting abortion. This is SRN News. CES, the Consumer Technology Association's annual show of all things tech, is kicking in Las Vegas this week.
The multi-day event is formerly known as the Consumer Electronics Show, and it's set to feature swaths of the industry's latest advances in gadgets across personal tech, transportation, healthcare, and more, with burgeoning uses of artificial intelligence almost everywhere you look. The Consumer Technology Association bills CES as the world's largest audited tech event held in person.
Correspondent Jeremy House, organizers hope to bring in some 130,000 attendees. More than 4,000 exhibitors are expected. Hobbled by high interest rates, persistent inflation, slumping trade, and a diminished China, the global economy will slow for a third consecutive year in 2024. The World Bank sees an expansion of just 2.4% this year. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.